call the Government Operations Committee meeting to order. The time is 2:18. We're getting started just a little bit late. Meetings are running late. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we ask that you look down upon this committee as we go about the work for the USH people. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Too much stuff here on this type. It's a little space. I got it.
Approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Motion passes. The next item on the agenda, next two items on the agenda, ONCA 1705, an act to amend the election code, chapters 1 through 12. The title 12 govern the conduct of the Osage Nation elections, including elections for principal chief, assistant principal chief, Osage Nation Congress, election for the retention of judges of the Osage Judiciary, and other elections required by the Constitution and by law, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor, and normally if we were going to discuss, I would relinquish the chair, but I am going to let the committee know, per the request of the election board and the Attorney General's office, that I would like to discharge this from committee, and I will withdraw it from the floor.
Move to report out ONCA 1705 to Congress with no recommendation.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries.
Move to report out ONCR 1707 to Congress with no recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. I will withdraw both pieces of legislation. and we will work with the election board and the Attorney General's office. We haven't decided what's going to be crazier, trying to get it done before the next special election or trying to get it done during budget. So either way, there's a lot of work to be done, and we appreciate everything that you all have done so far, Alexis. So, okay, next item on the agenda, consideration ONCA 1715, an act to amend ONCA 1690 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Land Commerce Agricultural Division in the amount of $516,990 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. You have the floor.
I have a committee substitute that I would like to present to the committee for consideration of adoption while it's being stamped in. May I tell the committee about it?
Yes, yes.
Part of the supplemental request included $183,000 of tribal funds for base pay adjustments, input position back into ENR services program plus benefits and IDC. You've heard just last 30 minutes or so from the appropriations chair that we are right at our projected revenue and don't have tribal funds to appropriate based on his report. So for that reason, and just consideration to fall in line what we've done with most of these other supplementals, we've removed all of or most of the tribal funds, and I believe we've moved all of the IDC funds requests too, so that's what the committee substitute does.
So what was the number go to from to?
It's $183,472 reduction to travel. So the committee substitute, now the only funds in the supplemental are federal funds. And that includes $333,000 of federal funds for real estate services and $73,000 of BIA funds from other funding sources that need to be appropriated so we can spend them.
Committee, does anyone have any comments, questions?
Let's take a look at
the committee substitute. Do we have it?
It's printing.
Oh, it's printing,
sorry. Congressman Walker, that we've discussed this several times in this special session, that some of that federal money was to pay an employee who's currently working for us. Was that true?
The real estate services, like as we discussed last time,
right,
as of December 1st, the executive branch has assumed administrative responsibilities over real estate services from the Osage Agency, the BIA. And I thought, if I recall, let's correct me if I'm wrong, that there were three employees that
mm-hmm.
they had, but only one of them came over, and these federal funds will be used to pay the one employee that came over and still have the ability to hire two more?
Yes.
Okay.
All of those funds are for wages?
No, I can give you a breakdown.
Okay.
I have a breakdown in the committee substitute.
Okay. And you're going to go over that?
Yes, sir. And there's about... It's $230,000 or $40,000, I think, in wages, but it's in the committee substitute.
Okay, thank you.
Melissa, yep.
So it also includes natural resources, real estate services and natural resources, but they allowed us to put them together as one office.
Thank you.
It's not in the committee substitute. I'm sorry, I've got it in.
Where's these two?
I've got it here. I've got, would you guys like to see, I've got the breakdown and the variance with the budget. Would you guys like to see that?
Yes, please.
Okay.
The committee report's coming around.
Shannon, will you please make an extra copy or two for Melissa? And Candy?
Excuse me, I need to get the document.
I
Okay. Okay, Congressman Tillman, to answer your question, and I'll elaborate a little bit further. Salaries and wages represents $204,000 of the $333,000. Employee benefits and taxes is $41,000. Travel $7,100. Operations $7,100. We can all see that, right?
Okay.
Ms. Curry or Mr. Cobb, how were those amounts established?
The salaries were for the three positions that we thought we would have to have to get things started. The money for equipment and supplies was just based off of how we've been operating. We are going to get some startup money, or we made a plan to get startup money, but I don't know how we present that.
Yeah, I mean, we submitted for it.
Right.
We're putting that together. But we're entitled to make a request to BIA for startup money, which covers the first year of operation. But we have to expend it to be reimbursed for it. So that's an individual year of operation. You won't be getting it anytime soon. We'll have to expend it.
Kagi?
Is it, let's talk about average of 70,000 a year. Is this an annual budget, 12 months budget?
No, that's just for the remaining 10 months.
How long?
10 months.
2 months?
10.
Oh.
Maria?
Do we have a copy of the amendment to the MIFA for either natural resources or? So I should have it here in my email somewhere from Ms. Walker. Shannon, did we receive? I'm not showing anything in my email from Mr. Wygant.
I have to call it in the mail.
Not showing anything.
I have a copy of it.
I saw something from James a couple of days ago. Let me see if I still have it.
If you have a
I don't have it.
Financial assistance. Okay, financial assistance and social services report. No, that's not it. Hold on.
I have a copy of the MIFA, and I don't know if it's just from
the MIFA was sent out
the
previously to Eli Fox almost a year ago.
The amendment to the MIFA.
Okay.
That,
okay.
Yeah.
Amendment number 4 and 5 was sent out by James White, and it was either yesterday or the day before. And I'll have to find the email. I just CC'd on it.
I don't have it either, Candy. I don't have anything from James.
I've obtained a copy of Amendment 4 to the MIFA through other means, but haven't had anything from the executive office.
Is there something else we can talk about while we're
locating? I'm just trying to figure out where the $333,518 are coming, because my copy of the MIFA doesn't say that much. Mine says like 223 maybe.
Plus natural resources, which was 130.
So was that another amendment to the MIFA?
They were both. They were, one was Amendment 4, one was Amendment 5.
Well, I haven't seen Amendment 5. I don't know how we're supposed to. I do have Amendment 5. Excuse
Chad,
me.
Chad, you have something?
No.
You do have Amendment 5.
Well, but not sent from the executive office. I got it by other means.
Send it to us.
I'll send you the copies right now, if that's what you want me to do. I just think that if, you know, we're getting requested to appropriate funds from the that
it
the executive.
Out, I was to see it on it, I'm trying to pull it up right now because
okay.
I'm guaranteeing it was sent out today after the last week.
Let me see here. I'm gonna go ahead and forward it to. Sad thing about it is I don't have you guys' email address on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Yeah, there we go. Do you want a copy of it, Alice?
What?
Hmm?
Yeah. Do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it? I did not.
I have the the Office of Financial Assistance or something from James, but other than that, I haven't received any.
Cuggy, you want a copy of it?
Okay.
It was sent out on the 5th.
Yesterday?
James to Congress?
To Osage Congress at Osage.
The 5th, yes. Yesterday?
Yes.
Osage Congress looks like he maybe built in his own address book called Osage Congress, but
we don't have an email here entitled Osage Congress.
So I got you. I got everybody sitting at the table. I'm gonna hit send on it. Oh, I better attach it first.
Okay.
Well, I'm just trying to. Are those, so 333,000, what is amendment, what's the total of amendment one for the MIFA? Or amendment four?
Of all the programs?
No, of the amendment. Did you just amend one end with amendment four and then one end with amendment five?
Amendment four were said to be estimates only. And we just had those estimates in amendment four because we had to concluded our negotiations. Amendment 5 is the final conclusion of the negotiations. It has the national resources number and it has the 10-month number for real estate services. And that's where the 333582 comes from.
See, I don't have that number.
Amendment 5.
Amendment 5 says 223, I think. I'm trying to.
If you keep reading, I think it'll also say.
Sponsor, what would you like to do? Seems to
We talked about it. We've got
30 minutes.
We did talk about it at length. Friday, I realized that Congressman Supernaut wasn't here. Perhaps Ms. Curry could enlighten the committee on some of the discussion, maybe even answer some questions that Congressman Supernaut may have. I thought we had a pretty informative discussion, so it's hard for me to determine what we should or shouldn't rehash. That's just my opinion. I'm comfortable with the appropriation of federal funds for needed service. I mean, I realize there's some controversy associated with it. I don't deny that the controversy isn't warranted, doesn't exist. I've heard Congresswoman Whitehorn's issues with it. I don't discredit those. I respect her opinion. We'll say that this is kind of falls in line with one of the few things her and I normally don't see eye to eye on, and I respect that. I think she does respect my opinion as well. So.
Congressman Supernaut?
Well, I don't want to have to go over everything just because I missed that meeting, but the only thing I called the area office in Muskogee, and I discussed this with them because I was wondering what the general opinion was of the BIA and the compact and the Nays, and they just more or less said that they were in favor of it, they kinda wanted to get out of the engine business, but they said the only place that you, I mean, the suggestion was made that you take this federal money and just spend it on salaries, and the comment was made for political favors that you're not gonna get your bang out of the buck. So I guess my only question was, is the wages comparable to the wages that were being paid when the VIA had this? Is it the same, or how does this?
Melissa?
We comped them on the same pay scale as the VIA positions and provided that information to HR.
You comp, in the budget, that's what you did?
In the budget, yes.
Super. Okay, sorry, but you continue on what you want to say.
I have to expand on that. I mean, that's the only question I had.
Well, what I'm looking at is when we took over the IHS facility and took on the functions that the federal government was administering at the IHS facility, we were transparent with the people in our government about it. We had public meetings to let the people know this is what the Osage government, the Osage Nation is going to do, and your administration of services is going to change because we think we can do a better job. And we had an outlay, and I believe that when you take on a service through the self-governance office, they need a plan. What is it called, Candy, since you're the expert? What is the plan that they want the nation to submit? It's got a term of how they're going to take that function or that service on. Is there not a term for that? You have to show them that you have the ability to do this, and you have to submit a plan. No? So, well, I guess the CFRs, and they aren't following them, because I've read...
They are following the CFRs. They're not required to submit a plan. The whole purpose of self-government is to control us, to have our own plan. We can redesign programs, we can design programs, we can do whatever.
Okay, do we have that?
We're not required to submit that.
Do you think that...
I don't know. We weren't required to submit that.
Do we have a plan of how we're going to move forward for this program for the people of the nation?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Where is that?
It's not in writing.
It's not in writing?
She's got a good point.
I can prepare. I mean, I can just...
Sorry, I can't get this to stand you guys. You're going to have to see if they'll get it to you. I need to go back to it.
Let me chime in for this may. Help is okay. There's a MIFA, which is a multi-year funding agreement.
Correct.
Is there also an RFA associated with this?
Okay.
A reference funding agreement.
No.
For an annual appropriation, which kind of identifies the administration of funds. Does something like that exist?
No. What we have is a multi-year funding agreement, and every year we approve a reprogramming request, which shows all the allocated tribal shares to the Osage Nation. Program, it shows the tribal shares for that. And that is called the amendment number 5, which I have right here. And I can show it to you, Maria.
I have it, I just can't get this to send to my colleagues right now, so they
don't
have a copy of
it. Can you send it to the printer?
It says that the programming request in the amount of $105,176 will remain at the agency, and the transfer of $228,342. They wanted to retain one position, the realty specialist, because the superintendent still has signature authority on some things, so she has to review those things before the superintendent signs them. And the amount, the estimated amount of the natural resources was in amendment number 4.
I'll see if I can get it to print from this computer. I don't know if I can or Jack.
Mm-hmm. Candy, would you email that to me, please? I mean, if you have the
I don't think she's found it.
Authority to.
Yeah.
I realize the support documentation, and this is not.
I think it's plenty.
I would agree. This isn't the best way for this body to make decisions.
No, it's not transparent at all.
And I will say that I believe that the nation, under the leadership of Ms. Curry, can do a better job than the Osage Agency has been. Isn't there a performance report or some sort of ratings tool that the federal government performs on the agency that
yes.
identified how well the
yes.
Osage Agency's been performing?
Yes, it's an
rendering
annual trust
services
evaluation.
To our restricted Indian?
That's an annual
yeah.
trust evaluation, and they don't do it every year, but the latest one was in 2015, and they still had some findings that weren't satisfactory. I have a copy of that.
So, would you say that it was a poor report for the services being rendered? I mean,
it's mainly related to minerals, but yes, it was.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, those were things like that are helpful for this body to have when, even if it is just minerals related, I mean. It's still
printed,
helpful,
I think,
for this body to have to make an informed decision. And we can't, it would be nice, Candy, when you get that kind of information to, I think, to share it with members of Congress so that we can,
well,
we can say we've seen their report and it, you know, it's, they're failing. We hear they're failing, but.
Yeah.
Yes, and maybe other members might want a copy of it. Well,
and I will echo, I think Congresswoman Whitehorn made a good point. When we did Compact IHS, you all did have meetings. Now, I will argue and tell you that I attended a few, and I think that the marketing for those meetings were done very poorly because most of the people that showed up in Hominy were, in fact, executive employees. They made up, you know, the chief was there and assistant chief was there and HR was there and I think Benny was there and... it was made up of about 50 people, and I counted at least 40 employees. So the marketing was terrible. I mean, terrible.
It was
something. And they didn't advertise it in the newspaper. They only put it on Facebook, and a good number of your Osages are not all on Facebook. So I just think that we need to a plan would be nice to see. And when people say, well, we don't have it in writing, that scares me.
It's government. I mean, we have to have things in writing.
Melissa?
One of the reasons we haven't had time to get things promoted or out is because it took forever to get BIA to come to the table in what I would consider good faith about the money and the negotiations and the different salaries we were giving and how much money they were going to give us and how much they were going to keep. I have at least 4 different budgets from them with giving people a different salary on every one of them. So it took a long time to get this information until we were down to the very last minute before they signed that 5th amendment. And moving forward, we are going to send out letters to all the landowners. We are going to hold some public meetings or outreach events, so to speak, in connection with our land buyback as well. Because we do have, which I will be stepping away from, but Bruce's team will have a event after the first of the year for land buyback. As part of land buyback, we will be introduced as the new realty staff, taking care of the landowners. And like I said before, we need this money appropriated today so we can move forward. I don't have any way to pay my employee. I can't get her a computer. I can't get her a phone. 4 drawers. drawers full of files over there that we can't, like, have an employee that can't do anything. And we really need to get this started. I would like some time to assess the program and then come back to you with a report for what I think we need going forward. That's agreeable.
Maria. And in the meantime, what are Osage restricted and trust landowners supposed to do? While we're trying to get our feet under us and figure out what we're doing, although I believe Miss Holloway is going to be an asset to this program, and she's the only one that's come over, I'm thinking about how many restricted and trust landowners do we have? 4,000?
700.
700, okay, I was wrong. So I'm thinking about those 700 people that have restricted and trust assets that we haven't been very transparent with. So in the meantime, what are they supposed to do while we're trying to figure out what our plan is?
Melissa?
In the meantime, we've made arrangements with BIA to make sure that everybody gets their payments if they come in, and we will follow up and complete their transactions, their land sales or rights of way or gift deeds, and we've made provision to buy back hours from BIA if need be, but we also have some training to do back and forth. While they need some of Ms. Holloway's services, we may need some of the other Ms. Holloway's services. So we're going to transition and meet on a regular basis over the next, I'm sure, month or so. But what I have discovered is in all those drawers of leases for our landowners, there's maybe 100 that are approved and 300 or 400 when they're in some state of hitting status. So even if we are down for 2 weeks, I don't think it's going to be, I don't know how to say this properly, it's not going to be any worse than what they've been getting. If it takes us a couple of weeks to get up and running, then we're not going to hold up their payments or their paperwork. I had no idea the leases were that far behind.
Melissa, you want to come to the table? It'd be easier, I think. Maria?
Well, I'm just going to go back to, I think it's all in the same vein about the chief's signature on a legally binding contract without an authorization of Congress. We have resolutions, ONCR 1620, 1628, 1632, 1644, 1645, all of which this body has authorized the chief to enter into a government-to-government relationship. But with this agreement, for some reason, and I've heard my colleague Congressman Walker say, we'll go in a resolution form of government. And I disagree with that. Resolutions, what they do is they are the voice of the governing body that says, we're moving in this direction, we're behind the chief here, and this is the way that we're going to go. And that's what it does for all the people that we represent. That's what a resolution of Congress does. You come to us, you let us know. This is what we want to do. We want to open up an office to help our restricted and our trust landowners. And we say, how are you going to do that, Ms. Curry? How are you going to do that, Ms. Thomas? And you would tell us, this is what we plan to do, and we can do it better. And then we give you a resolution of Congress to say, we're behind this. This is what we want to do for our people. And I see that Ms. Thomas does not agree with that. But I'm going to tell you, by this signature, what the chief has ultimately done, in my opinion, is he has signed his name to a legally binding contract, and thereby has... This body has either has to make a choice to write authorization, because I see his name on this multi-year funding agreement signed off on October 31st, 2016, which with an effective date of December 1st, 2016. And ultimately, by his signature, what he's done is he's stepped into the separation of powers issue. And we are now going to have to pass legislation and an appropriation to fund his action, which would legitimize his action or ratify his action. And otherwise, this nation, and I've read the CFR, says that we would be in breach of con- it's a legally binding contract we would be in breach of. I don't think this is the way to be transparent. I've been looking at the Supreme Court opinion. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to talk a little bit here, but it says that it talks about being transparent for our people, and it's all found in from their quotes here. It's found in Osage Constitution, Article 6, Section 18, Public Proceedings, Article 6, Section 20, Legislative Accountability, Article 7, Section 12, Communication with the Legislature to convene a session. That was never even stated that that's what he wanted to do through this session or through his amendments to the session. Article 7, Section 17, Office and Records of the Executive. And what all those refer to is to allow open and consider deliberations and debate, and is consistent with the Constitution's mandate that Osage governance occur in the public eye. And to me, there's nothing on this. Is there anything on the bill now, Congressman Walker, that says that we're starting up a new office right now?
I don't recall that being in any bill, and what I consider us doing right now is
appropriating money and starting up.
We're talking about appropriating money,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about something, as you mentioned, that isn't to be done behind closed doors, and we're not doing that.
I think that we're doing something that's not, it's not very representative of the Osage peoples.
I'll say another thing, may I?
Go ahead.
And
well, I'm not
interrupt.
Right, go ahead, yeah.
My toes may have been felt like they were being stepped on a little bit too, but months ago, the chief stood right there in the chambers and told us that he planned to add realty to the multi-year funding agreement, and he had the power to do that. He told us that. And we shook our heads and said, no, you don't, blah, 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 and he said, yes, I do. And then he came and he asked the Congress to pass a compact that would be, yes, an umbrella compact, and that they even agreed to include in that it didn't include the minerals branch.
They did not agree to include that in the compact.
Okay, well, there was language.
It was in a resolution.
There was resolution that had that language in it that never was brought to the table, but I had it and I distributed it to the rest of the committee.
But it was never in the compact language.
But I'm just saying they were agreeable to
not change the compact. They did not agree to change the
okay,
compact language.
Okay, just getting, I disagreed with that. You and I, that's another thing that you and I can't agree on. But to say that this was a total shock and came out of left field,
I never said that.
Okay.
I never said this was a shock or came out of left field, and I've never presented myself in that way at all.
Okay.
At all.
Well,
you said it right then that you felt like your toes were a little bit stepped on over this. I feel like our toes are a lot stepped on when a chief can, especially when we have his opinion. I think Mr. Kotkagi has an email from the chief saying that the chief can't, or a legal opinion from the chief saying that he can't, that a chief can't obligate the tribe by a signature of the contract. He has a legal opinion out. That's exactly what he's done, and I feel a lot stomped on. Because if I don't pass legislation, then I'm the bad guy. Ms. Holloway doesn't get her paycheck. I don't believe in sovereignty. I don't believe in... I'm the one that gets stomped on, but if I just choose not to legislate to ratify his actions. And I think it's a separation of powers issue, and I think that I need to make a motion about it somewhere.
I'm going to let RJ respond, and then I'm going to let the committee know that it's 3 o'clock. It.
Has the motion to adopt?
No. That it's 3:00 and we made a motion to reconvene session at 3:30 and we have probably the same 50 people that were in here before that are going to be coming back. So it's.
We will be in the chambers.
Okay.
We're setting up chambers.
So we'll have 50 people in there, but it's 3:00 and we're scheduled till 3. RJ?
Okay, well, I don't think the Congresswoman Whitehorn and I are going to come to an agreement on this. I don't. And that's fine. Regardless, though, I do think we need to pass this committee substitute that removes the tribal funds. And this committee needs to pass the bill out, either with a do pass, do not pass, or no recommendation. Any's fine. The Congress can vote on it and decide. And I also want to point out to your comment a minute ago that the chief, going back to Chief Gray, Chief Red Eagle, has been executing multi-year funding agreements and assuming self-governance contracts on behalf of the nation without congressional approval, without public meetings, all of this. This and it goes back to, we did the same thing with the roads department. That's several million dollars worth of federal funds for roads. It wasn't an issue now, but now it's realty, and now it's different.
It's people's personal property.
I will agree. RJ, I hear you. And I said this on Facebook. Compacting IHS was different. You're talking about people's personal property. It's different. It really is.
I'm not saying
this. This is not the roads or free Indian health care service. Talk about people's land.
Okay, but we need to consider whether or not the money needs to be appropriated so the services can be rendered. Whether or not the chief was right or he should have or he couldn't have or anything else, I just think that we have a responsibility to appropriate the funds, make sure the services are rendered, and if it's been determined that a law has been broken or he did something that was unconstitutional, we can seek counsel about that. And if it's been determined that he had, then we can take action in our courts. That's the way government works. It's a three-branch form of government. We have a judicial branch. And if the law has been broken, then let's engage the judicial branch. In the meantime, the services need to be continued to be rendered for those that are needing real estate services.
I agree that we need to either adopt this, committee substitute to take the tribal funds out, and we need to get this out of the committee and vote it up or down. So, Chair will entertain some motions.
Okay.
Let's move.
Can I talk without making an emotion?
Yeah,
Madam Chair.
About 1 minute.
Well, just going to say, money. We're appropriating money that I don't even really have. I don't know how they got this $333,000 because I have a different number on a piece of paper here. So I really don't know how that money, but we're being asked to appropriate it. Also, in this same bill by this committee substitute, we're being asked to possibly cut somebody's job out because there's no tribal funds. So here we are picking up another program without a complete budget, not knowing how much dollars in tribal funds that we're going to obligate the nation to. And I just think it's a bad way for us to just legislate off the cuff. I think it's terrible. And I feel really strongly about that. So if you guys want to adopt a committee substitute because we can't afford with tribal funds to keep people on, but because somebody signed a paper, we're going to adopt it because we need to appropriate funds and not know how much money it's going to cost us going into the future, well, then we need to do that. But in my mind, I don't need to do that. Sorry.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we adopt the committee substitute dated December 6th, timestamp 2:23 p.m.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor is a second. Quick discussion. It's 3:03. Cuggy.
What? I think if the committee's gonna send this forward, we ought to put a disclaimer on it like the chief does, that we did this only to keep these people employed, and we did it under duress.
That could be in the committee intent if you want it to be.
I knew he was going there.
That could be in the committee intent, Congressman, if you want it to be.
Well, I think if it's wrong, then shouldn't any of us vote for it? Including Mr. Walker. But if we're doing it just because we want to keep somebody working, we ought to make it damn clear that we did it, we didn't like it.
Well,
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I've got the original budget submitted for this land commerce and public safety, and I'm trying to find it here. It says something about that it's to keep an employee employed. So if that employee is not important, and we're not going to appropriate the tribal funds, but we're going to appropriate these federal funds that I think are, that are in question what we're doing to employ somebody, I don't see how that washes.
We've been doing it the entire session. We don't have the tribal funds.
But we're going to have to run this program in the future,
Candy,
to be better.
You have about a half a minute. We're getting down to half a minute at this point.
If you look at line 133 on amendment number 4, that's the natural resources line, and that will show you the amount of $130,833. If you add that to what's in amendment number 5, you will come up with the $333,518. And you have a budget for $333,518. This is just as the same as a federal grant. It has broken down line item budgets on how that's going to be spent, and it's federal funds, so I just don't understand.
So then the tribal funds we take out isn't anybody's position. I'm asking the sponsor of the bill. I'm trying to look for my budget here. I'm not.
I can speak to that. I mean, I've had discussions with them about it, but
not related to this real estate.
Okay, there's your answer.
But it is jobs, but not related to this real estate transaction.
There's a motion on the floor, has a second. I'm going to call for roll call because it's 306. And this is a motion to adopt the committee substitute.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to be the first one to vote.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes. Okay, we have the committee substitute adopted by the committee. Congressman Walker.
Well, I'll make a motion to report out ONCA 1715 as a committee substitute to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'm in the motion. No, I won't. I don't even want to do that. I'll amend it to a do not pass.
It hasn't been seconded.
Okay.
With all due respect, Congressman, you're probably not going to get a second on that. Will you at least compromise and report out with no recommendation? If the goal is to try to get it to the floor for a vote and get all these pieces of legislation, this is the last piece of legislation this body has to send to the floor.
Sure, but we could have voted on that just the same. I personally think the committees should make a recommendation to Congress. That's why we spend hours in committee.
So did that motion die for lack of a
Yes,
second?
It did.
Motion to report out ONCA 1715 with no recommendation.
With no recommendation, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Did that one die?
It's just about to. I can't get a second. Motion dies for a lack of a second.
I have two motions I want to make. I make a motion to request the committee chair get Congressional Affairs to authorize our council that was previously retained to include looking into this action related to 1715. 15.
To determine if any Osage law was broken or constitutional.
Just to look into it and see.
Just to look into it.
And advise us, yes.
Do you have that written down?
Mm-hmm.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Okay.
Motion on the floor at the second. Discussion?
I just feel like that this is something we need to get clarified right now before we move on any further. I keep hearing that no chief has ever done that. I don't even know if there was a resolution of the governing body to enter into the Office of Self-Governance.
Yes.
There is? Is it from a tribal council resolution?
Yeah, there's been a tribal council.
Okay, so we're a new form of government now. I think that we should probably take
it
a look.
It was carried over.
I understand that we have a savings clause. I understand.
It was actually a resolution to enter a compact agreement for self-governance. And the resolution, and we met the resolution in the financial, and we did a multi-year funding agreement instead of the compact.
Okay, I'm going to call for a vote. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehead.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Another motion. I move to pass out ONCA 1715 to Congress with a do not pass recommendation.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
A second, just to get it out of here.
Okay, roll call.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Oh, I was going to vote no, but we need to get it out of here.
I'm going to do the next one.
Yes.
Next item is adjourned.
Question in a chair on your hand, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We're
adjourned.
I'm just really trying to figure out what sense that makes to ask somebody else to say somebody.